This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like, is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dory Shafrir.
Hi, I'm Kate Spencer.
Hi. We are not experts.
We're just your friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we're not experts. We're just podcast hosts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed. And if you want to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And just a quick reminder to please, please, please fill out our listener survey. It is at www.survey.fan/forever35. Again, that is www.survey.fan/forever35. And also, we have a Facebook group at facebook.com/group/forever35podcast, but there's also a brand new amazing Facebook group for our sister podcast, G Thanks Just Bought It, and that is at facebook.com/groups/G Thanks. It's already been
and it's
so
a
helpful
party
for me.
Yeah, it's fun.
Truly. Yes.
Sorry, Dory. I'm just moisturizing my cheeks right now.
Oh, multitasking.
I just keep feeling my cheeks and they're so dry. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just do it while we're recording. Which brings me to my topic of the day, which is I need a thick THICC face moisturizer.
Okay. Give me the lay of the land here.
Dory, I want to what's the word? Spackle? Like, I want to layer cream, like thick cream on my face, especially at night. And I want to wake up with my face feeling moist, like a sponge that's been soaking in dishwater.
Oh, look, that sounds kind of stinky.
Is that too much?
I mean, I get what you're saying, though. You're waking up feeling dry.
I am. And I'm eager. I guess it's a night cream, but I actually like to use heavier creams during the day, too. But I feel like the cream I have now is not heavy enough. Like I'm about to go buy some Pond's night cream because I feel like that might be what I'm looking for.
What are you using now? May I ask?
Okay. I kind of have a varied routine. Like, for example, last night I did my Vintner's Daughter products, but I'm finding that is not moisturizing enough. And so I also have a cream by Emergency. But even that, and it's a nice moisturizer, but even that does not feel like heavy enough.
What else are you putting on your face?
Like when I wash it?
Putting on any serums? Like what else is happening?
Yes. Well, part of this, I think, is because I've introduced a small amount of retinol into my nighttime routine.
Aha!
So that is...
Okay.
Oh, look at you putting on the detective hat.
My detective hat is on.
So I think that's making me a little flakier, but I also get my upper cheek zone gets very dry, and that's been an ongoing thing. Now,
okay.
So here's two products I'm considering. So I received a sample of SkinCeuticals Triple Lipids lotion, and it was like the freaking best. And I squeezed every drop out of this sample and I kept the container like in the hopes that like miraculously more would appear. I don't know what I was thinking, but so
I've done that.
That is a pricey option, but I loved it. Like I fucking loved it. Then last night I was relaxing by watching one of those Vogue videos where celebrities do their makeup and skincare routines in a mirror. Have you ever watched those?
Mm-hmm. No, but go on.
Oh, they're very comforting. Like I could sit there for 20 minutes and watch like Jessica Alba contour. It's so soothing. Well, last night I dabbled in the Hilary Duff episode, I guess you call it, after, of course, watching Kendall Jenner's Architectural Digest tour of her home. I mean, I was really going all in. And Hilary Duff uses a vegan skincare product called Glycoline, which I had never heard of. Have you ever heard of this brand?
No.
Glycoline? I don't know. Glycelene. I was actually going to text Jackie Johnson and see if she's heard of it because it is a vegan brand. They have something called the Repair Cream, a rich anti-aging frankincense night cream. Which that sounded kind of delicious. I just want a thick ass cream.
I have a couple of thoughts.
Okay, lay it on me.
My first thought, first let me ask a question. Are you using the retinol every night?
No, I do it 2 times a week.
Okay. Have you ever used Vanna cream?
Yeah, I have a big jug of it in my bathroom for body.
I don't know if they might make a separate face moisturizer. I believe they do.
Oh, intriguing. Vanicream.
Or maybe, yeah, I think they make a separate. I have not used it, but I've just heard that this is like the cream to use if you're really dry. Actually, it doesn't look like they have a separate face lotion. So you could slather some of that on your face.
Maybe okay, try I that. Like this suggestion. I like this.
Also, I'll Aquaphor.
Oh God, but that's like a very thick.
Look, Kate, I'm just going by what you said. You said you wanted a thick cream with two C's.
I did, but
that's what you
face.
Said.
I did.
Okay.
Well, can I?
You can put Aquaphor on your
two
face.
Two things that I like.
Mm-hmm.
I put on the beneath your mask heel whipped skin souffle. I like putting that on my face. That's really nice. And then
that is very thick.
It is. And then the other night I used this Summer Fridays jet lag mask at bedtime. I Instagrammed a photo of myself and I woke up feeling very moist like a sponge. So that was an interesting kind of like nighttime mask situation. But I'll give your suggestions. The Vanicream is interesting and I know I have a jug of it sitting about 10 feet away from me.
Yeah, so I don't know. You could try that. The other thing that you could try, and this is like a big gun, but you could try it, is Egyptian magic.
I am wary of these suggestions, Dory.
Really? Why?
Because to me, Egyptian magic is like what I put on my elbows.
Okay, now, but it's super hydrating.
Is it? Or is it just creating a barrier where nothing else can get in?
I mean, it might be doing that. But isn't that what you need? You need like an occlusive.
I think I do. Okay. All right. I don't have any Egyptian
magic
right now, but I believe our
Midwest correspondent, or former Midwest correspondent, Norm McInerney, said that she busts out the Egyptian magic in the winter when she used to live in Minnesota. So.
Wow. For her face? Okay.
I don't know. I don't recall, but like, you know, you said you were super dry. So
I do want something on my cheeks. Okay. Egyptian magic is intriguing.
I wouldn't pour like the whole jar on your face. Maybe just like some dabbing on your face.
You don't think I should like scoop it out with a
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
I mean, I even put some, like, I have some very old La Mer floating around, and I put that on, but that didn't do any. It didn't do anything. I keep that just a smell to remind me of my mom. But
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I feel like it's not like
Pond's Age Miracle Night Cream.
I mean, I know people have used Pond's for like 100 years.
That's what Elizabeth Warren uses, apparently.
I have not ever used it. But it's worth a shot.
Time to break out the pawns on this podcast. Okay. All right. There's a lot here. Well, anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to take up the entire podcast talking about my dry cheeks, but that is where I am at. How are you doing over there?
Fine. You know,
you've got
I'm
some
fine.
Big news. Yeah, but you have something to share that I feel like is very exciting.
That I finally found my pandemic bralette.
Yeah, and you like posted a photo of it on Instagram, which I feel like is like you're in a committed relationship with a bralette.
I am. Well, you know, I feel like it's tough for us larger chested gals to find a bralette that really works for us.
Dory, I have a question.
Yes.
Is a bralette just a bra? What's a bralette?
I believe that a bralette usually refers to a bra without underwire that from what I have gathered is like one that doesn't even have like a clasp. Like it's almost like a sports bra, but it's often like they're like lacy, or you know what I mean?
Yes, like kind of pretty.
Yeah, kind of pretty. The one that I have found, it's like nice. I wouldn't call it like sexy, But it's super comfortable. It's the women's crossback lounge bralette from the Auden line at Target. It's super comfortable. It's like vaguely supportive, like as supportive as a bralette can be that has no underwire. It's only $14.99. So that's love that price point.
Great price.
Yeah. I mean, I had been looking at bralettes that were like $50 and being like, oh, I guess I just have to spend $50 on a bralette. And then I found this one and I was like, oh. I bought one and then I recently bought two more. It has removable pads also. I usually don't like pads, but I actually like the pads on this one. It kind of makes me feel more like supported somehow.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like a shield.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Kate. Now, the one thing I will say is it does come in a plus size version. I believe it goes up to 3 or 4X, but the plus size version is $18.
Oh, which that's love.
Yeah. So Target, I don't like your plus size tax.
Wow, that's fascinating. And I must confess to being completely ignorant about if this is a common practice when in plus sizes. So I apologize for not knowing more, but that's bullshit.
It is a common practice. It is a common practice. And I think companies are getting called out for it more. But yeah, it's totally common practice. It's common practice for women's clothes. It's common practice for men's clothes. It sucks. Really sucks. But I love this bralette, so I just wanted to mention it.
Are you wearing it right now as we record?
Oh, I sure am. Ooh, you know I am.
That's an endorsement. It's on right now.
It really is. It is on right now. So we will link to it in the show notes, but get the to Target and get this bralette.
Okay, I will. What's, I'm sorry, you said, is the sizing small, medium,
oh, yes,
large, extra sizing, large, extra, extra large?
Yes. And then the plus size, I believe it's 1X to 4X. It might be just 3X. I don't recall off the top of my head. But it's great. It's really
and
great.
And where do you,
really
what size are you wearing, Dory?
I am wearing a large.
Okay, interesting. Okay, good to know. So that might mean I would go to extra large, just kind of planning here, planning and plotting.
I think we're the same bra size, though.
But is it, but I'm like a 36D.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll see you in the large then.
I mean, look, get whatever size you want. I'm just saying, I think you might be a large.
Fair.
Yeah, actually, I think the plus size goes up to 4X.
Good.
Just as an FYI. Okay. All right. Well, should we take a little break?
Oh my gosh, yes. And then we will be back with some listeners.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is.
Mm-hmm.
But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
All right. We're back.
We're back. We received so many thoughtful responses to a listener who wrote in questioning whether or not she identified as bisexual. I mean, just the best responses from so many wonderful people. So thank you. We are going to share some of them now. And hopefully that listener is listening. But if not, it still helps the rest of us. Our first email. Hi, Kat and Dor. I'm 31 years old and have been with my husband since I was 17. I'm bisexual, and it took until my late 20s to admit that to myself, much less come out to anyone. As a high schooler, I thought that I was a straight girl who was just also attracted to girls. The idea of a girl crush is very confusing, which it sounds like the listener was struggling with too. As a note, that's just biphobia. A crush is a crush. In my early 20s, I tried not to acknowledge that part of myself at all. I thought, I'm happily married, and I'm happily and monogamously married, and I fully intend to spend my whole life with my husband, so why does it matter who else I'm attracted to? I pushed that part of myself away and left it to rot, which was a damaging choice. Embracing my sexuality has felt like coming home. I've never so much as kissed a woman, but that doesn't change who I am. Having to, quote, prove your sexuality is also biphobia. Embracing being queer and loving my full self has changed my life and has made me finally feel like I belong in the queer spaces where I've always felt the most comfortable. Listener and Dory, you don't have to be exactly 50-50 equally attracted to men and women. You don't have to be attracted to all genders the same way. You don't have to prove yourself to anyone. You don't have to have specific experiences to be valid. You're valid as you are. If you identify as bisexual, you are. You don't have to pass a test. You don't have to be, quote, gay enough. You are valid and you are welcome. Sending you love, courage, and full acceptance.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So sweet. Thank you. Email number two.
I love our listeners.
Dory, literally, I do too so much. That's like my number one gratitude practice is just like fucking the these people who listen to this podcast are amazing.
They're truly amazing.
Oh.
Would you like me to read number two?
Take it away.
Okay. I've been with my now husband since we were 20, married at 27. I'm now 35. I didn't realize I was bisexual until I was 29 or 30. Like the listener, I grew up having crushes on boys and, quote, admiring women celebrities. I truly think lack of representation in my southern conservative town and pop culture generally made this realization difficult. Through therapy and following queer women in media, podcasts, comedians, writers, I realized my identity as a bisexual woman. What does this mean practically for me? I, quote, came out to my husband and some friends. When I do watch porn, I watch the kind that turns me on without shame or fear. When asked on medical forms or in other surveys, I choose bisexual. If I'm ever asked directly, I say bisexual, but honestly, that rarely happens as I'm married to a man. My husband and I are not currently interested in opening our marriage. Since we both had limited experience prior to committing to one another, read one and only sexual partner, we always left the option open that if either of us felt we really needed slash wanted another experience, that it would be up for discussion. This agreement was before I realized my identity, but it still applies. Currently, I'm very satisfied with everything. I'm open where and when it matters. This has also made me cognizant of many other bisexual women who may be partnered with men or bisexual men with women. I'm now careful about assuming someone's sexual identity based on the gender or gender presentation of their partner or spouse. When talking to my six-year-old, I never assume the identity of her future partner and use gender-neutral terms. I'm glad this listener wrote in, and she's definitely not alone. It's never too late to discover new parts of yourself.
Again, so insightful.
Very, very insightful. I also like this practice of kind of what we impart to our children about sexuality and kind of gender, quote unquote, norms. I think that's definitely important.
I really strive for that with my kids, especially in talking about their like crushes or their identities and pronouns. And they are pretty thoughtful about it too, which feels really cool. Cause everything, I was raised with such a like heteronormative upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was never even like offered as a consideration.
Totally.
All right. We have another email. Hello, Kate and Dory, an occasional listener, first-time emailer. Also, caveat, I'm a young Black woman in her early 20s, single, so not married, but privately I do identify as bi. However, I do have some ideas of advice for the listener's question about questioning their sexual identity while still staying monogamous and committed to her marriage to her husband. One, the idea you guys mentioned of simply trying out the label of bisexual to see how it feels and fits in terms of identity is a great idea.
2, learn more about the LGBTQ plus community in general. And depending on the listener's comfort with the idea, she could get more involved in it. For example, there are many casual events I have heard, although many are now probably virtual Zoom, but still existing, particularly in LGBTQ communities centered and focused on poetry, book clubs, finding support systems, art, friendships, learning about famous LGBTQ plus historical figures, drag shows, etc., so forth. 3, just a reminder, the listener does not have to have had sex with a woman to know they are attracted to them, just as many straight people cannot have had sex yet know they are straight. Thus, who you are attracted to sexual identity does not necessarily correlate directly to having had experience or not. Also, right now, if the label of bisexual is not yet something they are certain of, the Q stands for questioning and is also a valid and welcome part of the community. Also, in the end, even if none of the labels stick, allies are always appreciated. And no pressure. Discovery of oneself can take time. And although this might sound weird coming from someone so much younger, I want to say that I'm proud of this listener and glad that they felt comfortable sharing that they are maybe discovering something new about themselves and maybe opening the door for others of all ages who listen to find a greater understanding of oneself.
Mm.
I have chills reading that.
I know.
I realize it's sound so very amazing. Emo, but this was just so like such thoughtful advice and an amazing perspective. Thank you, listener. All right, we have one more, Dory. I'm going to hand the mic off to you now.
Okay. Hi, Kate and Dory. I was listening to Minisode Gift with Purchase and wanted to respond to the listener who was rethinking her sexuality while being married. I'm 39 and have been married for 3 years. A little over a year ago, my husband came out as genderqueer. He is pronoun ambivalent, so I still use he. It was a gradual process. He became interested in drag makeup after I turned him on to Drag Race. And he lost all of his hair during cancer treatment, including his dense Italian chest hair, something everyone associated with him. With the disappearance of this nearly lifelong symbol of masculinity, he began exploring femme clothing and wearing lipstick and mascara outside the house. I was supportive of his exploration, but we also had ongoing talks about what this meant for him and for our relationship. Through our open communication, we were able to understand that his gender identity does not affect our relationship or connection. He is still the exact same person I married, but has a fuller, more honest sense of self. He's also come to identify as pansexual, even though he's only been with women, and we have a monogamous relationship. This is just another piece of his identity that helps him know himself better. I myself had relationships with men and women before we got together, but never really connected with the label. Bisexual always seemed to carry too many myths and assumptions, at least in the 90s, but I think that is changing. I now resonate with the term queer, since it is broad, but still connotes LGBTQIA plus status. All this to say is that I hope the listener can explore her sexuality and share her feelings with her spouse. Sexual identity is not solely linked to who you've been with, but what you feel is true for you. There is such a vast spectrum on which sexuality and gender identity exists, and we should all have the freedom to ponder our own identity at any point in our lives. Some suggestions I have for the listener is first sharing this with her spouse and then explore by sharing fantasies together, trying sex toys or different methods of sex, and or consuming queer porn, but maybe avoid the lesbian scenes that are made primarily for men. Also, yes to therapy. 35 forever, repressed sexuality never.
Best
what a sign-off.
Sign-off.
I love it.
I love it, too.
Those are great suggestions.
Yes.
Thank you.
I think this is just wonderful. Thank you so much for being so great, all you listeners out there.
Yeah, thank you for... I'm just so grateful to our listeners.
I know. This has really turned into a gratitude practice story.
Truly. All right. Should we take another quick break?
Yes. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
All right, so
okay,
let's wrap things up with some voicemails here.
Let's do it. All right, here we go.
Hi, I just had my very first pause the pod moment listening to Dory talk about how she likes to mix cereals. And my four-year-old insists on having mixed cereal all the time, and he calls it cereal salad. So you just have salad for breakfast. That's all I got. I love you guys. Bye.
Love that. Love that so really? Much.
Cereal salad. Have you ever
cereal
heard of
salad?
You ever heard of a chip salad?
No.
I don't know where I learned about this, but it's where you mix like all different kinds of chips together. It's really good.
I mean, this is basically why I like Chex Mix.
Yes, it's exactly. It's like, yes, Dory, you're just Chex Mixing your cereals.
I'm Chex Mixing my cereals. Sometimes with actual Chex, although not usually, but sometimes.
What if you had Chex Mix and poured milk on it? That would be gross.
Wide.
That would be disgusting. Yeah, it would.
I think that would be kind of gross. Yeah. All right. Should we listen to another voicemail?
Yes.
Hi, guys. I'm calling about perfume. I recently have got back into the world of perfume after not wearing it for like 10 years when I had babies. And I found it really hard to figure out how to buy it, because you try it, you know, in the shop, there are so many and it's impossible to tell them apart. And then you put it on your skin, but then you don't really know what it really smells like for a long time. And I've just found it, like, I feel like there's something that I'm missing. Is there a way that you're meant to, like, appropriately test perfume? And what do you do when you spend, like, $200 on a bottle and then, like, after wearing it a few days, it smells really different than it did in the shop, which is what's happened to me. And also I read that maybe they get shaken up in transit and then you need to let them settle. Anyway, I thought maybe there was a whole world of information out there about how to look after perfumes and test perfumes properly and figure out how to buy them. And I don't know, what am I missing? Can you help me out? Thank you.
Ooh.
I love talking
about
perfume.
What a fun question. Yeah.
Well, you know, and I was listening to this voicemail and my best friend sent me a fragrance for my birthday, which I'm very excited about. She had seen me try it in a store and I decided not to buy it. And then she bought it for me like 8 months later.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So I was like, oh, perfumes in my, and also I'm actually just taking the steps into moving, transitioning into a new perfume. So this was a very timely call, listener. I can say that I am an obsessive perfume sample collector, and I use samples and to really get a feel for if I want to make the purchase.
Yes.
So
that is the great thing about perfume is there's always samples.
Yes. I think you have to wear the perfume if you can before you make the purchase, because you have to see how it sits on your skin, if it lasts, if you like the way it dries down, if the way it smelled in the store actually, like an hour later, you're like, oh no, this is not for me. Perfume, I think, takes an impulse buy for a perfume is rare for me personally. And I would advise going slow.
I think that's really good advice. Also, because like the way things smell in a store, especially a store devoted to perfume, where there's like a million other scents in the air, it's just going to be different than the way it smells when it's on your skin out in the world. So that's why, yes, I agree, Kate. It's really important to get a sample, test it out. Don't feel pressured. A good perfume salesperson will not pressure you. And will know that, like, you need to try.
Yes, 100% agree. Like, you're right. They will not. The feeling of pressure is the worst. And I feel like that sometimes leads you to buy, or if you're like me, leads you to buy something you might not actually be ready to buy.
Yeah.
And also when you're like in the shopping experience, and I realize we're not like all walking into department stores right now, but there's also this kind of like heightened endorphin situation where you're like shopping, money,
totally.
Like, I want stuff. Like, you know, that like consumer high,
yes,
that,
yes,
maybe doesn't lead to the most thought out choices. So you can even, some perfume companies will like, they'll sell a small sample for a little bit of money, which like it still costs money and is annoying, but at least you can then like take the perfume out for a test drive.
Yes, totally, totally.
The other thing, Dory, I do is I buy a lot of perfume used.
Oh, interesting. Like from eBay?
No, it's normally from friends, like in kind of like sale groups, where I will post like, I really like this perfume. I did this with a Byredo perfume, but I didn't want to spend like $200 on it. And a friend had a bottle, they had used like, you know, a quarter of it, and they didn't love it, so they sold it to me for like $50. So, and you're still getting a full bottle of perfume. Now, look, maybe that's not everybody's cup of tea, but that's how I get perfume on the cheap.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Thank you, Dory. What perfumes,
right,
are you wearing, listeners? What scents are you wearing?
Yeah, let us know.
I'm about to go. A friend is gifting me a bottle that they don't want of Le Labo Ambrette, which I have used a sample of and used it to the last drop and have decided that I want to commit to it.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm headed in terms of my scents. What are you spraying? Are you wearing your Gucci? What are you wearing right now, Dory?
No,
the Gucci Bloom.
Gucci, I love the Gucci Bloom. I find it is a little strong for in-home use. It's really a perfume that wants to breathe and like be outside in the world. Mm. You know? Mm-hmm. So I haven't really been wearing it. I will sometimes spritz some of my Kai perfume on when I want just like a light floral scent. But otherwise I haven't been wearing a ton of perfume because I like kind of, I guess, not like heavier scents, but like I feel like the scents that I wear sometimes out in the world are a little stronger. One of my favorite scents is Diptyque Eau Duel, which is,
oh wow,
quite bold, if you will, and just like not appropriate for working from home. So, you know, that's my spiel.
Okay.
Are you still wearing the Glossier perfume?
I wear perfume every day. I love scents. I love smells. I love smelling other people. I will like go up to people and comment on their smells. I'm out of my mind. So yes, I do wear that. I have like a whole, I vary my scents based on my mood. I really love Bronze Goddess, which is my like kind of one of my big go-tos. And then the one my best friend just sent me is by a fragrance company called MCMC, and it's Phoenix, and it's an oil. It's really lovely. Yeah, it's very kind of sweet. It's it says peach, neroli, flower, and vanilla, but especially in the summer, it's just kind of, I like those floral scents. So I'm all over the board.
Yeah.
Though I love all sorts of smells. I like a pear. That's why I think I'm going for this ambrette. I love a pear scent.
You know, I used to wear, there was a scent by Fresh. Do you remember Fresh?
Mm. Yeah.
That was a pear scent, and I wore that for a while, and it was really, really lovely. I agree. A pear scent is really nice.
Ooh, interesting. I'll have to look that one up. Hmm. Okay. Hmm. Good recommendation there.
Thank you.
Well, I had a suggestion for an activity, Dory. It's one you already do.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah. I suggested let's do crosswords because you and I had an interaction yesterday that was a little terrifying. In which
Yes.
I completely erased a conversation we had from my memory.
And then you sent me over text so I could be like,
Don't worry, Dory was on it. She sent me the screenshot of the conversation and I was like, "Oh yeah, wow." It was a real moment for me. I'm a little worried about my memory going away. So I started Googling memory exercises, and crosswords are a big one. So look, I'm probably not the only one out there forgetting conversations. Let's do a crossword.
I am a big fan. I have the New York Times crosswords app on my phone. I at least attempt the crossword every day. Although as the week goes on, it gets harder and harder. And so by like Thursday, I'm usually like, ugh. And Friday is just Saturday's impossible. Anyway,
my husband does it every day.
But there's also, the New York Times crossword app also has a daily mini crossword.
Yes, I like that one.
That is really fun and quick and is just a nice way to kind of like get your brain going. And then there's also a spelling bee game that's very fun, in my opinion.
So look, word games. That's where we're at right now.
Word games. You know, people, I also think that Sudoku, which I have not played in years, but Sudoku can kind of do similar things in terms of like brain agility.
Yeah. Well, I need all the help I can get, Dory. So
I'm going to get you one of those big like workbooks that they sell in like airport bookstores. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah. Like my mom and grandparents were always lugging around. Yep.
In like large print. I'm going to get you one of those.
Oh, goodness. Well, it's been a treat as always to talk to you, Dory.
Likewise.
We'll be back.
We will. Bye, everyone.